Our communion text is taken from Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. The challenge that I shall present this morning to each of you is this: are you compliant to Christ or compatible with culture? To determine where you stand, I urge you to do a self-compliance audit. In the food industry, various government and private industry authorities do audits. There are a series of criteria that must be met, and then there are things that are evaluated against what we call the standard. There are always prerequisite criteria. Spiritually speaking, the prerequisite criteria is salvation, belief by faith alone, through grace alone, in Christ alone. And without that, you can't go any further. It would be as if we were to have an audit at the food service plant, and the auditor came in and he was not signed in and properly ID'd, which would be a violation of the food defense policy. He might fail the company based just on that. And so spiritually speaking, if one does not go in through the door, which is Christ, there is failure from the outset. But then there are things that accompany salvation, such as repentance, faith, peace, hope, love, and the like. Now, the Christian standard is given in the New Testament. Be holy, for I am holy. And you may say, gee, that sounds like something from the Old Testament. You'd be right. It is the same standard as that which is written in the law of Moses. Be holy, for I am holy. But Peter, under inspiration of the Spirit of God, applies the same standard in his epistle. So we see that at all times, men and women have been pointed to the Savior. We will never be 100% compliant, any more than, barring some miracle, a food industry entity will ever score 100% on an exhaustive audit. But operating your business, that is your life, by Christ's righteousness will get you into compliance. That's the only way to do it, friends. Is there any filth in your mind? Well then, Scripture counsels moving from futility of mind to renewed mind, even as Paul writes in another place, the mind of Christ. And you can do this if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Now, the church this morning, through its preachers, has done its job of preaching and teaching God's gospel truth. What remains is how you will respond to these things. Will you be compliant to Christ or compatible with culture. Are you a believer living like an unbeliever? Do you excuse yourself by saying, I cannot be into the Lord like he or she? I'm just doing my best. While not so doing. This, friends, is hogwash. It is nonsense. Put off the old man now, lest you become a corrupt old man. And heed what is written in the Word of God. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So, friend, not only does God graciously offer you salvation through Jesus Christ, he offers you many other things, and he even adopts you into his family, his own loving family. Friends, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Behold, the patience of the Lord, though we be a sinful and stiff-necked people, our God bears with us and forgives us when we come to him with a broken and contrite heart. And in his word, he gives us perspective. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Friends, the culture offers you nothing, but Christ offers spiritual everything. Will you get into compliance with Christ and away from compromise with culture and with sin, which will only cause you angst and harm and grief, as many of us know, experientially? And so behold, set before you this day our salvation, spiritual security, forgiveness, divine presence, and divine help. And the world and its culture offer sins, pleasures for a season, and after that, consequences and disaster, even the judgment. So what will it be? Compliant to Christ or compatible with culture? Friends, I urge you to do a little soul searching. Work these things through with your God in prayer and come to terms of peace through the blood of the cross this very day.